It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bat.
It's a good man, the community. Sup, hot. Tell him your name sent you.
A3.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe.
I digress.
And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of the dogger. This up for yourself. Make it enough.
Sup, hot.
Tell him
your name sent you. Sent
you. Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios.
It's That Podcast.
It's That Podcast, episode 31. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell them what time it is.
Oh, no.
God damn, I'm glad y'all set it off.
Oh, cute.
Right? What's good, man?
Oh, man.
Well,
I have a.
All right.
Considering the topic we're going to talk about.
Yeah, you.
Not this.
Okay.
So we had our production meeting today.
Yes, we
and
did.
And we had a TV on. And it was just on a random channel. It was just on to be on.
Yeah.
And in front of our eyes was, I have no words for it, it's the Big Three.
It was the Big Three. It was
3-on-3 basketball, sponsored by Ice Cube. It's the second year they're doing it.
Correct. And to me, The first thing I thought of when I saw it, I'm like, when does 2K19 pick this up, man? Because I want to buy it.
Yeah.
I want to be Gary Payton, the player manager with the frosty goatee and a gun out there at the top of the key raining.
Yes.
And if you back up a little bit farther and don't want to break your elbow, you might hit a four-pointer.
I've had it on, off and on. Like, I don't sit and just watch it.
Because how can you not, man?
The joke I made was that
Cooper's a coach. That George Gervin's a coach.
That the
some broad's a coach.
Nancy Lieberman.
Yeah, probably Nancy Lieberman.
The most celebrated women basketball person ever of all time.
Behind Cheryl Miller or?
Yes. Oh, no, way ahead.
What?
Way ahead. Oh, yeah.
So she's the Billie Jean King.
She, but yes.
Of women's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
My God, where have I been?
I don't know. But she's like,
all right.
She was not
watching women's basketball.
Do you remember when we were kids, the Chicago Hustle? There was a women's league.
I kind of do.
I was such a sports geek back then, I watched it. And whatever.
Okay.
But I digress. That's not what you called.
No, it isn't.
She was in that league.
Uh-huh.
She was the commissioner of the WNBA. I believe I'm 99% sure she's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. She has to be.
Well, she has to be.
Right.
Pat Summitt's in there.
Yeah. I won't make a Pat Summitt joke.
Okay. Thank you.
But at any rate, we digress.
Right.
So we're talking about Nancy Lieberman's a coach, Gervin,
Cooper.
Peyton, Cooper. I want to say Dr. J might be involved somehow.
Okay.
But at any rate.
That legitimizes it?
I'm on their website on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 8 teams. So they play. Here's the format they do. They play every Friday in a town.
Right.
The games last about an hour, 45 minutes roughly.
Mm-hmm.
They play to 25. There's no clock, quote unquote clock.
Right.
There's a shot clock. Of 14 seconds, so they took 10. Why it's 14 and not 15, I don't know. Whatever. Because that 1 second means a lot.
Well, to those cats.
Apparently. They need everyone they can get.
Right?
So it's 14, exactly. They need the respirator. 14-second shot clock. They play to 25.
Mm-hmm.
They take like a 10-minute break.
Right.
And then they play to 50. That's it. And there's referees and the whole nine yards, right?
Right. And it's Big Three, so there's 3 on the court at all times.
Correct.
You have 6 players on your team, but only 5 can dress.
Correct. Just like the NBA, you have to have 1 inactive.
Okay.
In case emergency. But anyway, because Lord
and
knows.
And what's that guy doing?
I'm assuming emergencies happen a lot.
Just getting laid or?
I don't know.
Right?
Eating? So here's an example of the fine talent.
Yes, we need to hear it.
That you can find on a Big Three team. So
the used to be's and the never was's.
I believe this is the team that has Gary Payton involved with it. Let me scroll down. Yes, he's the coach. He's not a player coach.
Oh, he's just the coach.
He's just the coach.
Okay. He looks like he can still play.
He absolutely looks like he's still
playing. Right?
So here's your
team. And pull a gun.
So here you go. And shoot somebody.
Right?
All right. So the captain is Rashard Lewis. Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you while you're drinking. beer.
Yeah, that was that's who we saw.
Yeah. So this was the one of the teams that was playing when we were live.
Yes, yes.
And they have, again, to digress, their sideline reporter is Michael Rappaport.
Oh my God.
They have a halftime hostess is Carissa Thompson from Fox.
Right.
So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. No. But Rappaport is just bad, man. Yeah, he's not good. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Rashard Lewis. So Rashard Lewis is the captain. Reggie Evans, co-captain.
Right.
Another co-captain, Mahmoud Abdul Rauf.
Yes, he is. Chris Jackson.
Right. Then here's the bad. Jamario Moon. This is where things get off the rails.
Right. Well, yeah, but where's Birdman? Where's that cat?
He's on a different team. He's not on this team.
Oh, he was on Peyton's team.
No.
I swear to God he was.
Not according to this.
All right.
I'm just going by the roster on the website. So,
okay.
Jamario Moon, Kwame Brown is on this team.
Wow.
Saleem Stoudemire.
Okay.
And Kintel Woods.
Wow.
And the coach is Gary Payton.
Okay.
Now let me see. Let's bring up another team so we can bring up some more names that are awesome. Let's go Three's Company.
Some more names that are awesome.
Three's Company. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So not Joyce DeWitt. Suzanne Summers not going to be there.
Come and knock on our door. We're not going to the Regal Beagle with Larry.
Actually, this is the team they played.
Okay.
So Michael Cooper.
Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper as the coach.
Correct.
Your captain is DeMar Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Your co-captain is Baron Davis.
That's a real name.
Right. Drew Gooden.
We saw.
Because we're like, is that Drew Gooden? And it was.
And it was.
Andre Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Maxiel. Chicago's finest. Chicago's own. Jason Maxiel.
No.
Dante Jones. And Michael Cooper, your coach. And I believe, I'm not going to go any more teams than that, but.
No, but we need to know Birdman.
Okay.
I didn't hear him.
Let me see what I can do.
That cat was tatted up, and he was the trashiest white trash wrestling-looking cat I've ever seen.
He looked like he was about to go on a 10-count killing spree.
He did. He looked all methed out.
He did. He looked
and just, he like gave crazy eyes. And
I can't even.
Right?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what.
I swear to God, he was on Peyton's team, and that I don't know if he was a late addition or.
I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying.
And maybe we just didn't know his name.
I'm not saying he's not.
Right. But so, when Michael Rappaport was interviewing him, like he was interviewing himself.
Right. Here's another team I stumbled upon. So this is the Tri-State, they're called.
Okay. Wait, who's Mike Bibby on? Because we saw Mike Bibby.
I know.
It was like an older.
I think Bibby and Anderson are on the same team.
Okay, it was like an older, fatter Mike Bibby, and we're like, oh wait, but that's him.
So this team has Jermaine O'Neal as their captain.
Oh my God.
Amari Stoudemire.
Okay.
Nate Robinson.
Wow.
David Hawkins, Bonzi Wells.
Wow.
Robert Height. Never heard of him. And their coach, Hall of Famer, Dr. J.
There he is.
That's why I brought it up. There's your coach.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to find.
And then the Iceman was, maybe the Iceman had Bibby on his team.
Maybe. But I just opened up another team. Every team, it's like.
Every team you open, it's like looking at it.
What's the Christmas thing where you open the doors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
Advent calendar.
Yes, it's like that. You open up like, holy shit.
He's
alive? Much less he's still playing basketball? Like the team I just ran across, their captain is Brian Scalabrine. I'm not even joking.
No.
That is a picture of Brian Scalabrine.
It absolutely is.
He will attest.
I will attest.
Brian Scalabrine and Josh Childress. And
I will tell you that my favorite advent calendar bit ever is from Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Where he comes home drunk and he opens up all of them and eats the chocolate and then like puts other stuff in there for the kid to come down and
so
open up.
So here's the team. I thought they were the same team, but apparently they're not. So I came across the team with Mike Bibby.
Yeah.
The Ghost Ballers.
Yes, there you go.
Mike Bibby's the captain. Ricky Davis. Carlos Boozer.
We identified him.
Ivan Johnson.
Nope.
Marcus Banks.
Keep it.
He must be the
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I was going to say the son of Gene Maximum Security Banks.
Lee Nalen.
Okay.
Mario West.
Mm.
And their head coach is the Iceman. George Gervin.
There it is.
I'm still trying to find.
Keep looking because I'm going to finish my Bad Santa analogy for you. So he eats all the chocolate, puts all these like fake things back in there, and the fat kid comes down, pulls open the door, and there's an aspirin in there. And it's Billy Bob Thornton looks at the kid and goes, They all can't be winners, kid. So there you go. Right. That
I believe we found them.
The big three is our advent calendar.
The aspirin of our advent calendar. They all can't. So here's the team with Bertman on.
Okay.
Corey Maggette's the captain.
Oh my God.
Chicago's fine.
You're right, Chicago's on.
Cuttino Mobley, who looks like he's 60. Maybe. Glenn Davis. Big baby. Xavier Silas. No idea who that is. Ryan Gomes. Remember UConn Ryan Gomes?
I do.
Does that name ring a bell?
It does a bit, but not as much as Johnny Gomes, but go ahead.
Correct. Chicago's own Quentin Richardson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Q. There he is.
Oh, Q.
Have you lost all dignity? And there he is. There's the Birdman.
There he is. Chris Anderson. Yeah. Does it say where he went to college or?
He was born in Long
Jail?
Beach. If I read his full bio, I can find out.
It doesn't matter. And then I don't want you to waste your life.
There's your head coach, Nancy Lieberman.
There Hall she of Famer. Is.
Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
And I completely dismissed her. Our last. Because the last time I looked at her, I go, hey, is she hotter than Linda Cohn or not?
What are you talking?
Shut up.
She's Hall of Famer.
Right?
She's Nancy Lieberman. I don't know Nancy Lieberman.
Finish your beer.
Oh, jeez. But anyway, we had to share that story.
We did.
We just pulled out a 10-minute hunk on the big
three. Hey, on the big three.
Which is fine.
I had to throw out no Vaseline
for that. Right. And honestly, to be fair, if you're a basketball junkie,
yeah,
there's nothing going on now. No. Any basketball is good basketball.
Sure. I mean, people got excited. People jacked off to Summer League.
I mean, if I find baseball on television in December,
yeah,
even if it's tape delayed,
I don't care.
I'm watching it.
Right?
Like,
no.
Don't care.
Show me a game from 75, 76.
Right. Yeah, sure.
I'm down.
You want to show me a 1982 White Sox Brewers game? I'm in.
All right.
I'm in. 100%.
Gorman Thomas?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Young, Molitor, Ben Ogilvy, Cecil Cooper. You kidding me?
Benji,
my guy. But yeah, dude. Anyway, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't like it and I can shit on it all I want doesn't mean.
And we're not shitting on it.
You don't have to. I'm going to take a big fat dump on it.
Fair enough, but it is a live action video game to me, and I want to own it because I want to be Birdman and I want to be Crazy Meth Eyes and punch people in the face when I dunk, and then like pull my nuts out and just drop them on them because they do that in the big three.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's what it. I mean, it's a live action video game with old guys.
Yes, it is a little slower.
Right.
Not as jumpy.
That's fine. Yeah. And the court's way shorter.
It's half a court. Roughly.
But they make it like it's a real one.
And the three-point line is closer. It's not NBA three, but it's not college three. It's but
the four's
maybe
a little,
Olympic.
The four's a little deeper.
The four is past NBA.
And I go, Joe, why isn't anybody shooting a four? And he goes, they don't want to blow out their elbow.
Which is part of why I want to shit on it. Because they didn't want to hurt themselves.
Right.
Because they're old.
Oh, my God. Remember, I can't even remember who the cat was, but he went to, like, kind of save a ball that was going out of bounds, and he ran into, like, these bad, like, lights.
Yeah, yeah.
It, like, looked like a 1940s movie shoot.
Yep. And
he
also,
hit these lights and was like, oh.
And then it was in Boston.
It was
at TD Garden.
It was.
And House of Pain was sitting in the corner. Wait, probably not House of Pain, but they look like House of Pain.
Everlast needs work.
But at any rate, yeah, I'll take a big fat dump on it if you want.
Fair enough.
But I appreciate what it is,
right?
Which is a sports junkie in the off time of his season,
right?
I can 100% get behind it. Not the XFL, that's 2020,
but
2019 is Dick Ebersol's kid. Jump the gun on Vince, which is funny because Vince and Dick Ebersol are tight, real tight.
Well, Dick Ebersol's not dead?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Fair enough.
Not yet.
All right.
But his kid started a spring football league a year before Vince did. Like Vince announced the XFL.
Right.
Which is going
to say it was coming back after it failed once.
Horribly. Horribly. And if you want to hear, I'll give you we're going to get into podcasts in a minute. To segue into that, but if you want to hear one of the best sports podcasts you will ever listen to, Something to Wrestle With Bruce Pritchard, find the XFL episode. It is awesome. It is one of the best podcasts I've ever heard. It is funny. It is insightful. Here's the story from it. Ready? Here you go. Now, remember, ESPN.
Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Here's how it goes. Go to something like this. Anyway, but you remember the ESPN did a 30 for 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story that wasn't in the 30 for 30. So Bruce Pritchard, for those of you who don't know, was a member of Vince's creative team for the WWF at the time. Okay? That's all he did was write.
I'm sorry, the World Wildlife Foundation?
Correct.
Okay.
The World Wildlife Fund.
Fund.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, I digress. So that's all he did. And he was told when they started the XFL that he and the other writers, the two or three other people that did creative with Vince, they would not be involved. Vince was, you stick to that. I'm going to run this too, but never the two shall meet. 3 weeks before, Vince is clamoring for help from everybody, from all the writers, because they all produce stuff for television, like vignettes and shit like that.
Sure.
So they're on a plane heading to the first game, the opening night of the XFL. It's Vince McMahon, Bruce Pritchard, Stephanie McMahon. I think Shane might have been on the plane. And then Jerry Briscoe, who's a longtime member, and Pat Patterson, I think, another one of Vince's guys. But anyway, they're on the plane talking about what they want to do with the XFL, like production-wise.
60 minutes before kickoff.
Right. You have, like 12 hours. You have Dick Ebersol, producer extraordinaire.
From NBC.
From NBC Sports. And you can't, right? So they're in the plane. They don't even know how they're going to start the game yet. They haven't decided. So Vince is, goddamn, pal, let's think up something. We need to figure out, I don't want to kick off. Kickoffs suck. I want to do something different. Right? That was Vince. That's my Vince invitation.
Well played.
And, Bruce is thinking. And Bruce goes, well, when we played football as kids, we would just put the ball in the middle. And then whoever got the ball first had the ball first.
The scrappiest cat got it.
Right.
That would be Tom.
And Vince.
Remember that?
Yeah, remember that shit, Tom?
And I swear to God, fifth grade, that cat, I'll never forget, he was out there and he dove for like an extra yard.
Yep. And just.
On asphalt. It's brave. In the schoolyard. Brave. That was you, buddy.
Brave. By the way, nice top hat.
Yeah.
So.
Well done.
So Vince goes, I love it. That's brilliant. Right?
Like, mm-hmm.
So that's what they ended up doing. Now, originally. The way they did it, one guy got, concussed, opening weekend. I don't think it was the opening game, but, opening weekend, somebody, they both dove for the ball, and one guy got knocked the fuck out. So they had to tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't run as far or something, but, yeah. Yeah. That is a spectacular podcast to listen to. Is this something to wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, the XFL episode? Fantastic.
Did you watch the first XFL game?
Yes, of course.
As did I. And I was at U of I. I was at a bar at U of I.
Where was I? Home, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, of course I watched. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm watching it, brother. Brother, brother.
Brother, brother.
Let me tell you something, brother, brother. I'm watching it, brother, brother. So yeah, this just reeks of XFL to me. But
yeah.
I appreciate what they're trying to do. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean I'm not going to shell over it. But I'm not the biggest basketball guy anyway.
Right.
Watching 40-year-old guys like my age play basketball does not excite me at all.
It just seems so video gamey to me that I want to be able to
do that. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it was in the NBA 2K19. Wouldn't shock me in the least.
You don't think that Ice Cube would cut his own deal to get a...
Probably with NBA 2K. I don't think anybody would actually buy separate...
Just that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think if you included it... Yeah, they might do that. Like no one... To give a soccer analogy, no one would buy an MLS video game. That would not sell at all. No one would buy a game with just the MLS in it.
Got it.
Right? Nobody gives a shit.
Right.
It's got to be FIFA so that you get all the clubs and all the, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
So when I'm sitting there not knowing anything about soccer, but I'm playing Man City.
Yeah.
Just for my boys.
That's right. The Gallaghers.
Right.
That's great. You're right. Exactly.
And that's me.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So going back to what you just mentioned about Ebersol's kid jumping Vince, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
What the other spring football is going to be called.
I'd have to look it up. I think it's called the Association of American Football.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Right.
It's going to be spring football. It's going to be, but it's going to use, it's not going to be like the XFL where the XFL used, you know, they have different rules than the NFL or NCAA, or, you know, they want to be more violent, or they're trying to skew their audience to the people, same people that watch wrestling.
Right.
To kind of get both audiences, right?
Correct.
They're going to be football. They're going to play traditional USFL style spring football.
Really?
Yeah. In 2019.
Okay. And
so in 6 months from today, roughly, they're going to be playing football.
Okay. So here's our hook.
Yep.
We have our NFL.
Yep.
We have kids that don't quite make that team. Yep. So they are on practice squads.
Right.
Kids that don't make practice squads.
Right.
Go to this.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
So along those lines, yeah, for sure. It's not going to be like USFL where they overpaid players to steal them from the NFL.
Right.
Like, that's not what they're trying to do.
So Herschel Walker isn't going to have a personal contract.
Herschel Walker, Doug Flutie.
Doug Flutie.
Jim Kelly. All these guys that they just flat out just took from NFL teams. That's not going to happen. That's not what this is for.
Right.
This is a guys, like you said, that are good enough to play college football, probably not good enough to be on a practice squad in the NFL, but they still have a passion to play the game.
So they're
paid for it.
They're going to cut into the Arena League.
The Arena League is all but dead. That thing is on life support, which sucks.
I got a buddy.
Because I love arena football.
I've got a friend of mine.
It's fun to watch.
A friend of mine is leaving our local unaffiliated baseball team.
Okay.
To go to
Belters?
Correct. Mm-hmm. To go to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
To be the president and GM of their arena league.
I should say that that's a different league than arena football, than the AFL.
Okay.
There is a different league with multiple teams in it, but it's not the arena league.
I got
it's an arena league.
There's, okay, I was going to
say. Like the Barnstormers are not in the AFL. They're in a completely different.
And that's what Kurt Warner was in.
Right. Right. Well, he was part of the AFL, but
that was Barnstormer. So
yeah,
I thought,
yeah, they were in the AFL at one point.
Okay,
like Chicago had a team, the Chicago Rush, were there. Touchdown, Chicago Rush.
And that was Dicka had a part in that.
Yeah, Mike Hohensee was the head coach, played for the Bears.
Right. No. But Dicka
had a piece of it. I think
Uncle Dougie had a piece of that.
Uncle Dougie might have had a piece of it. Yeah.
And then North was like the first.
Yeah, he was the play-by-play. Well, Grobber. It was Grobber.
Oh, my God.
I think North did color.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it's not good. But.
And they played it like Allstate Arena.
I was at the
second Rosemont game.
I think it might have like just gotten Allstate Arena. But
okay.
But anyway.
We digress.
I think they named it but didn't renovate it yet. It was still the old dump.
Sure.
Which now it's just kind of a new dump.
Anyway, so this kid's going out there, and I was so excited for him.
Oh yeah,
and I mean he had been a part of the same league when he lived in Washington State. So league that is this league.
There was a league called the AF2, and this may be that.
And there's a difference between arena league and indoor, right?
No, not really. They're basically just
blended.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the same animal. But the Arena Football League, the AFL,
correct,
had a whopping 4 teams in it.
Oh.
4. And
okay.
All 4 made the playoffs. And a team that was 2-10 won the Arena Bowl.
Okay.
The Washington Valor. They were 2-10.
Wow.
They played each other 4 times to make a 12-game schedule.
So when did the Rush die?
2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's been a bit.
And then
I like watching arena football.
And it's the fun. Wolves still.
The Wolves are still there. Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're in the AHL.
Yep. All right.
They're the farm team for. Oh, geez. They were the farm team for the. Knights. They were the Las Vegas Knights farm club. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So just to dial all of it back.
Yeah.
Those leagues we were talking about aren't going to pull from what we just mentioned.
They might, but I think the appeal of playing football.
Yeah, real football.
Yeah.
Well, it's no offense.
It's all real.
It's my guy, but
it's like traditional
no boards,
100 yards. Yeah. That's appealing. And you may get guys that may have gone to the CFL, for example, mm-hmm. playing in this league. It's possible. Johnny Manziel, I'm looking at you.
Oh, man.
Maybe not. His first outing. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
So he finally started a game.
In Canada?
In Canada for the
CFL. I'm sorry, Canada?
Nah, that's right. Mm-hmm. He plays for the Montreal Alouettes, I believe, whose head coach.
He's not on one of the five Rough Riders?
No.
Okay.
No.
The Alouettes?
Yes. Their head coach is Mike Sherman.
Jante Alouette.
Their head coach is Mike Sherman. The Mike Sherman. Texas A&M, Niners, or whatever team. Yeah, Mike Sherman.
Okay.
So Mike Sherman recruited Johnny Football at Texas A&M before he was summarily shit-canned.
Right.
But it was him that recruited him, not Sumlin. It was him. So.
Right on.
His first outing in the first half, he was intercepted 4 times. Sacked 4 or 5 times. Ended up the game, I think, with 5 picks. They finally, I think, benched him out of saving him face a little bit.
Really?
He was awful in every way.
Oh, my word.
In every way.
Now, didn't you hear, I want to say 6 weeks ago, about how made your comeback?
Yeah.
But this was going to be the
first. And he's like, oh, I'm not, in his press conference, I'm not using this as a stepping stone. No. I'm here to win. I'm here to do bear. He said all the right things.
Right.
And then goes out and
this was going to be the success story.
Absolutely awful.
Shit the bed.
Atrocious. Yeah.
Wow.
So that league's going to start up. The American Association of American Football, or whatever the fuck it's called, is going to start this coming spring. So February or March of 2019.
So maybe that can be his stepping launch point. Not stepping stone, because he wants to win here.
Well, he'll be launched from the CFL, I have a feeling. He'll be looking for some work.
You know, I got to be honest with you guys. 110 yards? Not working for me.
65 yards wide, 20-yard end zones.
Not helping me.
The goalpost on the goal line, like 1961 NFL, doesn't fly with me.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm going to bring you back all of my college talent without any of my baggage just for you.
That's right.
You know what, though? He fits better with Vince.
Yeah. He's much more of a Vince guy.
He's a Vince guy.
Absolutely. For sure.
Style over substance.
That's right. So let's talk about podcasts. Since we were talking about
podcasts. Yeah, man.
One of the podcasts that I've recommended this one on other previous episodes of our podcast.
Right.
It snuck under the radar on me, Jason.
Uh-oh.
Slow Burn. Their first episode came out Tuesday.
Coming back with Bill Clinton.
It's back. That's episode 1.
Correct.
It is on the phone. I will listen to it on the way home tonight.
Nice. Well, you can listen to us, but go ahead.
Yeah, us, and then it'll be long. Those episodes are only like 20 minutes long. They're short. I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait. It's going to be so good. And because the Watergate one was just ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
So the Bill Clinton impeachment one certainly has to be up there in terms of quality. And
non-impeachment one. Let's say.
Right. Well, he was impeached. He just never left office. They found him guilty and, he was impeached. He just never left office. I believe that's true. Because remember, Nixon technically was also impeached, I think.
No, he resigned.
But he quit before they could impeach him.
Correct. Right. Yeah,
And compared to the guy that's in there now, like a nothing compared to what's happening.
Come on, man.
Yeah, didn't mean to bring everybody down.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts.
Yeah. Looping that back.
I am.
Good job.
Pro's
pro right there.
Right. I've been a big fan of Last Podcast on the Left, and it's three semi-comedians talking about true crime stuff, supernatural stuff, okay. whatever. I mean, it's funny, it's informative, it's whatever. It is what it is.
Yep.
One of the main guys on that also does one called Abe Lincoln's Top Hat.
Which segues into why Tom is wearing. It correct. All comes full circle.
That's it, isn't it?
Very good job.
He's and nodding his head. Illinois has its bicentennial from August 18 to August 19. So well played, Tom.
Well played.
And look at that, you. The Amish beard, it does look good, and you probably need to keep it for an entire
Tommy
year.
Tommy Illinois over there.
That is Tommy Illinois. Yeah, so, but he is like a legit political pundit. So he's on this other show that's comedy and crazy horror and whatever, but then he has legit things to say about politics. Then so
ramps it up.
Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, I recommend it wholeheartedly.
Okay. Is it similar to Keith Olbermann?
No.
In that, now I'm not talking about their political leanings.
No,
talking about how, because Olbermann's on ESPN now. He's back to being Mr. Sports
correct.
Keith Olbermann.
No, I mean.
But we know his leanings are Bernie Sanders level of left.
No, I mean, and this cat tries to stay. It's Ben Kissel is his name. Okay. And he tries to stay pretty middle of the road. Okay. But now with what's going on,
right.
it's no, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he calls a spade a spade. Anyway.
But yeah, but Keith Olbermann, the point I was trying to make was
right.
Humorous, there's two sides
and to Keith sports. Olbermann, right?
There's two sides. There's this sports side of him, and then there's this super.
No, he brings liberal, humor. Right, but he brings the humor to the politics right. as well. Correct. So I right. mean, I get that
right.
out of it.
Right, right. That's his dealio. And then another thing I like on the internet, which is. It's kind of self-deprecating in a way, in my opinion. But if you want to be, if you think you're a manly man, right? Like you're
men,
okay. Right? This guy will make you not feel like that at all. he's on YouTube. He has 1.9 million subscribers, and the name of his channel is "I Like to Make Stuff."
Okay,
that's the name of his channel.
All right.
He's a woodworker. He builds shit. Stuff you just look at and go, I can't do anything.
No, none.
I failed as a stereotypical man.
Right?
Right. Like, failed.
I'm going to have to tuck or sit when I pee because I can't
like
do that.
He builds like folding benches and workbenches, and he built an arcade unit, a bar top one and a full-size one, and the full-size one had storage in it, like a cabinet, and I can't even... He built a pedal board for another YouTuber, Rob Scanlon. Do you follow Rob?
I do.
He built a pedal board for him.
Okay.
Like they're friends.
Yeah. Apparently.
So he must be in the Chicago area, I think. Not 100% sure, but whatever.
My mangina right now is aching,
Joe. I just sit there and I watch, I marvel.
Right?
At him. Oh, yeah, I do this. And then you do this. And then you do that. And he explains everything step by step, but he does it in such an interesting way.
Right.
That he, you know, there'll be times he stops and goes, this maybe isn't the best thing to do here because it could have been, I could have done it this way, or I could have used this instead of this, or this bit instead of this drill bit, that kind of thing.
That's great. Because in my head, my ADD kicks in like, oh, there's a rabbit and it's.
Yes, of course. And you're watching every episode he's ever made with 1.9 million subscribers.
Yes, sir.
Which is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, that's a shit ton. Like Casey Neistat, who's YouTube's darling, really kind of. Just reached 10 million subscribers.
Mm.
Like literally on, he was obviously taping it when it hit 10 million. But do you follow Casey Neistat at all?
I do not.
I highly recommend that's
okay.
Yeah, it's one of the must-sees. He's, and it's not that his content is informative, which it kind of is. He's a filmmaker. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He makes movies.
Sure.
And he's got this studio that he's opening called 538. No, that's not right.
No.
No.
That's Nate Silver.
That's Nate Silver thing. At any rate, the podcast he has,
mm-hmm.
the video, the YouTube thing he has. It's his day-to-day life, but he does it in such a movie maker way, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Like the angle or the focus or the lighting, like all of that stuff comes into play. And he does 4 or 5 logs a week. So, I mean, he doesn't have to win it daily necessarily, but, but he puts a lot of thought and effort into the tempo and the pace and the cinematic aspect of it. Highly recommend it. He's got 10 million subscribers plus. Talk about rabbit hole. You will dive very, very deep in the rabbit hole.
Right.
He's like Gary Vee in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like him and Gary Vee are tight.
Okay.
So it's that's how I found him.
Sure.
Down that rabbit hole, down the Gary Vee rabbit hole, which you can go down 1,000. It's more like an ant hole, really.
Right.
Because there's just 1,000 ways to go.
But it's positive living is what.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but Casey semi preaches that, but it's more Casey's MO is more, I'm going to do this today and I'm going to do this great. Everything I do is going to be great today. It's not really so much motivation. Like he's somewhat inspiring in the way that he makes his YouTube videos, but he doesn't preach it. Like Gary Vee preaches it.
Yeah, he does.
Like Gary Vee, he makes you testify the whole nine yards.
Right.
Casey's much more laid back than that.
Okay.
He's inspiring because of how he does it, not what he does.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
No, it does. That's great. It's a good distinction.
Like you just look at his stuff and you're just like, oh my God, like how did you even think of shooting it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. But that's a YouTube thing I love.
And I want to, you know what? I want to touch on that actually.
Yeah.
Because you got me on paying for YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is a thing.
It absolutely is a thing.
And I will be completely honest with you.
Yep.
No ads.
Nope. Unless they're in the video. They get around that shit.
They do.
By putting it actually in, like the creator puts it in the video. That annoys me.
But I will tell you the number one thing that I love about it is when I go and I click a YouTube video and it's music.
Yep.
Typically.
Mm-hmm.
And I bounce out of that to go work in something else.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go away.
No, it does not.
And that's, for me, that's the number one thing.
And also kind of cool. You can download stuff. You can download the videos to your app.
Yeah.
And watch them. If you're ever on a flight, you can download 10 Casey Neistat videos or whatever, or 10 Gary Vee videos or whatever. You can download them to your phone, go in airplane mode and watch them. You don't need to.
Are 10 Rocket 88 videos, Joey?
Maybe. They're short, though. I don't know if 10 is going to be enough. You may need, like need more 30.
For a flight.
You may need like 30. Because they're all just like 3 minutes
they
long.
They're 158 long.
That's right. So you may need more than 10. 10 will get you to Minnesota, maybe. Right? Just saying. Now, there's nothing wrong with that because there isn't.
Not saying. They're just saying.
They're just short. That's the only
thing. They are short.
I'm just saying they're short.
Correct.
That's it. You know who's not short?
Who's that?
The music industry.
Oh, tell me about that. Yeah,
I got a little nug.
I need a nug.
That popped in my old Instagram feed.
Okay.
At @triplelindy10 on Instagram, by the way. Me anyway. So in the music industry in 2017 had revenue or generated $43 billion total.
Okay.
It's a lot of money.
This is the previous fiscal year we're discussing at this point.
Correct.
June 30th, 2017.
Yes.
Exactly. Got it.
How much of that do you think the artists went to the people making the music?
Probably 12%.
You nailed it on the nose.
Oh my God.
12%.
I shot so low.
You did.
Hoping that you would be like, it's low, but.
Not that low.
Holy shit.
12%.
12.
$5.2 billion out of $43 billion.
Because everything's being made by streaming.
Correct.
And again, the label wins.
Always. The house always wins.
It's so shitty.
Yeah.
And every time they try to spin it and say, oh, well, you know, it costs us so much produce whatever.
For every 10 bands we sign, only one makes us any money.
Right,
Yeah.
So 40, you're Ryan Pace or what are you doing?
Right. Exactly. $43 billion generated.
Ugh.
5.2 of that 12% to the artist. That means the companies and everything else, 88%.
And you know me. I don't I never want to try to stand up on the side of the house or, you know, the studio or whatever. Mm-hmm. There are more people now that are able to put out acceptable selling things. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that this doesn't cover any of the indie folks?
This is completely, this is all of the music industry.
All of the music industry. Okay.
So concerts. So
Sony and
Universal.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're on the same plane.
It's all, this number goes in the same bucket.
Okay.
So Spotify.
Like CD Baby.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All the indie artists.
Right.
But all the indie artists are all long tail.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
All of them.
Like the 1%, the U2s, the Beyoncés.
Nope.
That level of artist.
Yeah, yeah.
That generates that kind of revenue for a record label.
Sure.
That's the 1%.
Dude, it is so, and I don't want to marry it to the library industry or the literary industry, but
it is.
100%. I mean,
for every Dan Brown book.
Right. There's a dude in his basement typing.
Hoping to God he gets.
Well, no, but or he's typing something that is going to spike somewhere by saying, Russia, Trump, it's all a hoax.
It's just so.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Here's a book recommendation.
Yeah.
Since
yeah.
you brought up since Please. We're tying in library yeah, and see? The long tail.
Hey.
There's a book, and I had to look it up. The first name of the author, but
sorry, Zay, I hit that like five times.
Sorry, Jose, we didn't mean that. It's called The Long Tail. Is the name of the book by Chris Anderson.
There you go.
I think Chris Anderson is the guy that was behind Netscape. I think it's the same.
Okay,
guy.
Not Hans Christian Andersen.
No.
Okay.
No, or Arn Anderson
dead.
Oh, or Ole Anderson.
All dead.
No, all alive. Ole alive. Arn alive. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ole old and senile. Okay. But alive. But I digress. That's not what you call it.
That's
fine. That's his entire book, and I have it. I'm going to loan it to you if you want to read it. I got to finish reading it.
Please.
I want to go back and read it again. But
Brian.
Basically preaches how you can still make money on the long tail. It just takes more effort to make it, obviously, because you're not the 1% at the top of the curve. You're in the 99% that's in the bottom of the curve. It's a really fascinating book.
Hence the long tail.
Hence the title, Long Tail.
Correct.
Yeah. But I highly recommend it if you are into that kind of thing.
Well, Long Tail always reminded me of Long Con.
Yeah, in a way. And that's what the record companies are in.
Right.
They're in for the long call. They're in for the long con.
Right.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
They are waiting. They think there's going to be something beyond streaming. Because there's always been something beyond whatever.
Right. Because it was vinyl.
Right.
And then CDs.
Right.
And streaming.
Well, I mean, there was...
Napster.
Or
the MP3
I'm saying
in
general. There was 78.
Right.
There was 33 and a half, third.
And 45s.
And 45s. Right. And then cassettes. And then 8-track. Or I'm sorry, 8-tracks, then cassettes.
Right. Then CDs. Then MP3s,
and
then streaming.
DATs, yeah.
So there's always going to be something to come along.
There's
the big
be,
fish will swallow the little fish.
There's going to be something implanted in our heads.
Right. Of course.
And, you know, and that's, I'm so glad you brought that up. And again, sorry. People are concerned about Barnes & Noble going away. People are concerned about Best Buy going away. All because Amazon's eating things.
Yep.
But we've got to remember that Barnes & Noble ate the mom-and-pop bookstores.
Yep. One of my
Best
favorite.
Buy ate the mom-and-pop record stores.
And electronic stores. And
go
appliance stores.
Go fuck yourself.
Right.
Because
eventually there's going
to
be something
that happens to you. Yeah.
It'll happen.
Right. And, but how is that going to...
I'll tell you.
I used to be afraid of Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And now I'm afraid of...
You know what will eventually eat Amazon if anybody finally gets it together? Fuck Amazon. Fuck the middleman. Sell direct. You want to buy a washer? You go to Samsung. You want to buy a cell phone? You go to Samsung. You want to buy a piece of furniture? You go to the furniture maker.
No, I agree 100%.
And they'll get the profit.
But
instead of Amazon getting the profit.
I agree. But can Samsung get me that washer in 2 days for free?
Eventually.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what it's going to take.
Eventually.
That's what it's going to take to beat them.
Yep. Yep.
Because right Correct. Now,
right.
2 day free delivery right. on whatever I buy.
Yep. And they're going to have to, I mean, the price you pay at a store is obviously marked up.
Right. Because it has to be because of overhead.
Correct.
Right.
But what if that overhead disappeared? What if you were just Samsung?
And that's what Bezos thought in the beginning.
And instead of, right. But he has to have his overhead. He's got to get his cut. I mean, he's not one of the richest guys on the planet for nothing. Like he makes his money.
Right. But I mean, do you remember like when the Super Bowl that he went out there and people were like, who the fuck is this guy?
What the fuck is Amazon?
Yeah.
Right.
And he's standing on the top of the thing saying, well, in one day we're going to be the biggest company ever. And people are like,
he's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you know, you're kind of smart because everything you're selling, you don't have to house.
Nope.
But now he has to house stuff.
Right.
It's gotten so big now that he needs warehouses.
Yes, he does.
And he never needed that before.
There are lots of them.
Correct.
All over the place.
And they're employing people.
They are.
Which I love.
Yep.
I mean.
I agree.
Illinois's got one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Joliet's got a ginormous one.
Wisconsin's got one. I mean, and they were kind of ball tickling.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever decide? I think there's another
one in Moni, too. I think they're building one or was one in Moni.
But like corporate headquarters.
Oh, right. No, they're still tickling.
They're still tickling balls. Yeah. I mean, there's Seattle, they're saying. Chicago, there's Atlanta, Boston. Chicago, Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like they'll always, innovation will happen
mm-hmm.
that will eat up Amazon.
I hope so. I mean.
That'll happen. I mean, I'm not.
That's what we want.
I like Amazon. I'm on Amazon a lot. I enjoy it. I'm not saying that they're bad or necessarily evil. They're just doing what Walmart did, right?
And Guitar Center.
And
anybody else that came along that was bigger.
And Barnes & Noble.
Exactly.
And Borders. Or when Borders was around, but yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, whoever's bigger eats the little guy. Yeah.
And there's going to be a bigger one. Will it happen tomorrow?
It's so hard. You know what, though? It's so hard to imagine a bigger guy.
But if companies figure out a way to avoid the middleman, if they ever figure that out, you can forget. You can write off Amazon. They're done. Because there's no
way. They don't make anything.
No.
They don't produce anything.
No. No, they don't. And they mark up whatever they get.
Correct.
But if there's no markup, if the company just sells it, at a profit, obviously, because the amount of money they sell it to a store for is the amount of money they could sell it to you for, or me for, or whoever for. And there'd Correct. Be no quote-unquote markup. There'd be their markup that they already put into the price. But there wouldn't be any additional markup. It would just be, and that's it.
Well, let's look at old models. We looked at Best Buy before, or we talked about that, where there was loss leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, they would, you know, like, give something away.
They would sell a CD for $9.
And that's really what killed stores.
Yep.
And just to get you in the door to look at a TV that they can mark up
Correct.
30%.
Yep. And they make a high margin. They bring in something with a low margin to make you help you buy a high margin
right.
item. Yeah.
And I don't see that with Amazon. I mean, they must have them.
There's some stuff that you can't that isn't cheaper than any place else. There's certain things that they sell at a price that everybody else has.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's not like you're getting a bargain.
Right. So you do that as a convenience.
Right.
And that's what kind of businesses run on for the last 200 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I look at Amazon Prime and I say, hey, listen, I can get this. I can get it in 2 days.
Right. Yeah. And I can. And there's. I wish I would have researched this article that I remember having. But there was a.
I bought these from there.
I did,
man.
I did. No. He's showing up on
guitar cable. By the way, I'm showing a
guitar cable, a small one,
right, to connect a guitar pedal to another pedal.
Correct. And I bought my entire pedal board, not the pedals themselves. I mean, I bought one on it, but the physical board and all the cables.
Right.
I bought it all on Amazon. And you know. They sell, like I said, they sell stuff that isn't this, like musical things, for example,
mm-hmm.
like this mixer.
Right.
it's the same price on Amazon as it is on Sweetwater, as it is on Samash.com or Guitar Center. It's the same price.
But I got no...
But you, I think what you're about to say was...
Right.
There'll be another item that I may get with this, mm-hmm. like a cable,
mm-hmm.
that is much less on Amazon than it is anywhere else.
Correct.
Like I bought... When I bought my six-pack of guitar cables like that, patch cables,
mm-hmm.
with the flat sides on them, because a Guitar Center looked at me like I was from outer space when I asked for this. I asked them. I went to Guitar Center.
Everybody uses these, man.
And I go to Guitar Center.
And you're like, and, no, these suck. And
this is a guitar cable. This is a guitar cable, okay? I asked them. They make ones that are flat, that have flat sides on them, mm-hmm. so you can plug them into two pedals that are close to each other.
Correct.
So imagine in your head there's two guitar pedals sitting next to each other.
Yes.
And there's a cable connecting them so you can get the signal through.
Mm-hmm.
They make chunky ones like the ones in my hand for pedals that are further apart.
Correct.
But on my board, they're close together. So I need flat-sided most cables. People. Most musical places would know this. I walk into Guitar Center and say, hey, can I get some flat guitar cables? And they looked at me like I was a beta VCR.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was from a different planet. Sorry, Zay. That I was from a different planet.
So basically, you just go fuck yourself.
And then I went, okay, fine. So I went to Barnes & Noble,
mm-hmm.
got a coffee, sat in a comfy chair, fired up my phone, went to Amazon and ordered my cables.
Right.
Which I could have done in the first place, but I was trying.
You're trying to help out.
I'm trying to help the economy. Local I don't cat. Need to order everything on Amazon.
Right.
I'd like to help people as much as I can, but right. if you don't have it, A and B, you look at me like I'm a schlub. Dumbass for asking for it, that's going to not go a real long way for me to bring my business to you.
Right.
When I know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. any musician worth their salt knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
But you have no clue. Right. And you're supposed to be Guitar Center.
What are you new?
It's like, or if you go to Best Buy and you're looking for, I don't know, right. let's say you're looking for a mechanical keyboard, mm-hmm. let's say, for example, right?
Sure.
The old IBM click, 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 click
love keyboards. Love it.
Those are great. I love them.
Yes.
Too. Wish I had one, but I don't.
I do too.
But if you went in there looking for a mechanical keyboard, they'd mm-hmm. look at you like, what are you talking? What's a mechanical keyboard?
They wouldn't
know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, I think that's a lot of big box stuff now.
Yeah.
I printed out, I went to buy a two-wheeler today. And I printed out what I was going to get online and mm-hmm. took it to the store.
Yeah.
And I said, this is what I wanted, and this is where it's supposed to be, but this appears to be something different. And they're like, yeah, this is my first day. I think you're right, though. I think both of these are the same, and that's not what you wanted there.
But did the website say they had it?
Yes, they said they had 12 of them.
Okay.
And they ended up having 12 of something else. And you know what though? I will tell you this for free. An older cat came over and goes, you know what? I know you want that because the price is good, but you're gonna use this differently.
Yeah.
And it's worth the extra $30.
Right.
And I got it anyway.
Right.
And it wasn't. And today
you need
it. I used it three different times.
Yeah.
The way that guy said I would use it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right on.
Right on.
So God bless people that work sure. at stores like that that know what they're talking about.
Yeah, right. And that's something that you don't get
online.
You don't get it online,
mm-mm.
but you also don't get it at the big boxes as a rule.
Typically. Now,
you came out lucky.
I got lucky that day.
When I shop for hardware, like if I ever need anything for the house, if I need this, that, I will go to my Ace Hardware. I don't go to Menards.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Folks. That's right.
That changed a couple of years ago. Helpful Hardware couldn't man. Be the man no, anymore.
Nope. But every time I've gone in there, they've been super knowledgeable, super helpful. That's where you can make your bones.
Right.
Is by
yeah.
knowing your shit.
Right.
And being able to convey that and help a customer out
right.
when they need something.
Right.
Not look at you like you're from Mars.
No.
You know, and I've tried to find a guitar shop or a musician or a music shop near where I live, they're in one.
Mm-mm.
Because Guitar Center has it all.
Or they did until
right.
they're not.
Yeah. Right. You know.
So and guitar Center and Musicians Friends being the same place.
The same place.
I didn't know that.
You blew your
mind. It blew my mind.
Same thing. Exact same place.
Yeah.
Same website. Same looking. They kind of look the same.
They do.
But they're, yeah, Guitar Center is owned by, or Musician's Friend is owned by Guitar Center. Yeah. Which is why I shop at Sweetwater as much as I can too.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm there a lot.
I mean, my wife gets a discount from where she works. Right. So that's why I do that.
For my pedal board, for example, I bought nothing from Sweetwater. Not because I didn't want to give my business.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it never worked out.
Right.
You know, but in the future, if I need a new pedal, because everything I bought was used, you know that.
You're right, we're kind of reverb guys. Maybe we need to give them love.
Yeah, reverb. A little bit. And reverb owned by Chicago Music Exchange.
Yes.
I know, which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's nice the money's staying in Illinois, at least.
At least.
Yeah, somewhere in Illinois. Maybe Rahm Emanuel's pocket.
Hopefully. Oh, come now.
I know. Oh, speaking of Illinois, real quick before we end this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sports gambling. They're mm-hmm. having hearings in late August, once everybody reconvenes.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect nothing to happen, correct, in my opinion.
Until
there's a governor. Until they just figure that out. And then they'll figure out who's going to get the win by allowing sports gambling. That's my 2 cents worth. But in Mississippi, they don't have that problem because they started taking bets on August 7th.
And New Jersey. New Jersey's
been doing it.
Right.
But Mississippi's the newest one. In their casinos in Biloxi and Tunica. Tunica is outside of Memphis, so it's in northern Mississippi.
Are they both around military bases, or?
Well, Tunica's close to Memphis. Biloxi's close to the Gulf Coast, so that's the draw.
Got it.
And here's one for you that I saw today that kind of like, at first I was like, what? And then makes perfect sense. You know who might want to get into the sports gambling business? Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. There's a story on ESPN Chalk on their gambling.
That surprises section. Me that they haven't. Well, right. maybe they have been behind the scenes all the time.
It makes perfect sense.
Right?
Right? Because their sales are down. Arby's bought them. I don't know if you knew that or not.
They're owned by Arby's.
So now Arby's really has all the meats. They got your beef, they got your whatever, and they for sure got your chicken.
Dude.
So Arby's right there for you. But yeah.
That's so gross.
Yeah. But they could. I mean, it's a perfect marriage, right?
Like it is.
Sports, the whole sports experience, sports bar experience, and being able to place a wager while you're there. Like, give me 12 boneless and the Bears. Like,
well, I mean, basically, give me 12 boneless and the old trivia console.
Right.
And let me make my own wager. Bet whatever I want. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It does make perfect sense. Like, it's so crazy. It just might work.
Oh, Jesus.
And you know, just don't, like, at first you read the headline.
Right.
And you're like, that is the dumbest, smartest thing I've ever heard. It's genius.
But Arby's buying BW3. I mean, I used to think that like food was legit. And I used to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I had a roommate that worked at Arby's that told me that when the beef came in, it was in a bag and it wasn't solid. And they had to let it sit to get solid to make the roast beef. And I was so grossed out.
Well, I'm sorry. I know where I'm stopping on the way home.
Right?
Nom, 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 nom. All the meats. I want them all, please. What if they would give me that?
I want all the sluice.
I wonder if I...
Please.
Can I have all the slurry, please? I wonder if I just pull up to the drive-thru and go, give me all the meats. What did you want again, sir? I said all the meats. You claim you have them. I would like them.
On a roll.
Can I get them in a bowl? Mashed potatoes?
I'm gluten intolerant. I need them in a bowl with a fork. All of the meats.
Oh, I'm really hungry at KFC. What do you want today, sir? Well, I don't know. I got to taste some. What should I have today? Well, sir, I think you should get the chicken, obviously. And if you're going to have chicken, you might as well have mashed potatoes. And if you're going to have mashed potatoes, the corn, crunchy and sweet. And if you're going to have mashed potatoes, you got to have the gravy to go on top of the mashed potatoes. Wait, stop. Don't say another word. Can you put all of that in a bowl? Well, we could. I mean, we could give it to you on a plate so you can eat it with dignity and respect. Nope, fuck it. I cashed out.
In a bowl.
Can I have this and can it automatically play Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd while I eat it? It's a Patton Oswalt bit, by the way.
It is, and it's good.
He does it way better than I do.
Obviously. Well, no, you did it. I pulled it off, my friend.
I pulled it off.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. But that's definitely a Patton Oswalt. So I want to give credit where credit's due.
Yes, but I mean, think about America and think about the fact that we had a bowl that was mashed potatoes, chicken. Corn, yep. Chicken,
yep.
Gravy,
right.
And then biscuits with it.
Right.
Yeah. And we also have a sausage on a stick.
Yes.
With a pancake wrapping.
Go on. I can say this though.
Continue.
I can say this. Biggest selling item they've ever had. KFC.
Yeah, was the bowl.
Flew. Patton Oswalt sing was America demands it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that. Just no. No. Nah.
Come on, America.
We can do better.
Right?
We all can do better. And on that note,
making America great again isn't with the KFC bowl.
Correct. It is not.
With extra gravy.
You know what it is?
And a biscuit.
It's this podcast.
Right.
We thank you guys for listening to It's That Podcast, episode 31. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/It's That Pod. We're on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason's at J, the letter, Sleet Shirley. You can email us at joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Podbean app, or our website, www.itsthatpodcast.com. We thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on It's That Podcast.
Peace.